So last time you were called up to investigate the strange case of Billy Ray Spivey. Spivey recently had some missing time in which he can't remember anything that happened to him. Returning home, he was dazed and extraordinarily hungry, and he said he was in some slight pain, but otherwise all right. And then later on, he went into some kind of fit and accidentally killed his father with a single punch through the chest. After going on the run and robbing several gas stations and convenience stores of painkillers and cash, he was eventually apprehended after being shot 4 times. Upon examination, it was discovered that he had strange tissue replacing his arms and legs, which gave him incredible strength. Tiny surgery scars were also present all over his body, invisible to the naked eye. You are sent to his hometown of Groversville to determine if there's any unnatural threat under the false cover story of trailing the drug dealers that Spivey was consorting with. Groversville has recently been the butt of the joke of the country, with hundreds of hoax UFO sightings being recorded. Many late-night talk shows and TV programs have been lampooning Groversville for the last few weeks, and no one takes it all very seriously. After checking in with the incredulous sheriff, you went to the diner where you heard strange stories of lights in the sky and black government helicopters. You checked into the motel, and Agent Lugano wanted to go to the hills outside town right away and investigate the lights in the sky. But after several hours of seeing nothing, you called it a night. And, of course, we met such colourful characters last time as Cindy, and who will only be known as the Professor. that chap as well. So, you can turn in for the night. Roll a 1d6 if you've lost any willpower. I don't think you two have.
Nope. Pretty healthy, all things considered.
But you can wake up in the morning, ready for another fun day of investigating.
So, we didn't see nothing last night in the hills?
No.
That's what I just said!
Oh, sorry.
It's all in character, though. I'm waiting for a response from my fellow agent.
I love the accent so much. It's just going to take me a second. nope. I think we should go speak to the mother. Are we having breakfast, by the way? Important distinction. Does the motel have breakfast?
The motel doesn't have breakfast, no.
No.
It probably has a vending machine.
Grab a Twink and a coffee. Anyone actually had a Twinkie?
No. I imagine they taste like a cake dipped in sugar. That's what they like in my head.
I think they're just going to taste like a donut, aren't they?
Yeah, are they like
just with like a buttercream filling,
like a toffee yum yum.
That's what I'm thinking,
like that sort of, like fried pastry with a fluffy middle.
I don't know if they're fried. Oh, maybe I don't know.
Maybe Twinkie could be our first sponsor. Hey, Twinkie, looking at you.
American listeners, write in to tell us what Twinkies are all about.
Send us some.
We'll tell you what.
Yeah. Jordan will cover the Rich postage costs. Like... It's fine.
I do think that they can last till like after the apocalypse, can't they? They're so filled with preservatives and unnatural ingredients that they'll just survive forever.
They sound like the food of this game. Unnatural.
What an agent survives on. Lovely.
So we know that the mother is a couple of miles outside of town. Is that right?
Yep.
And we're gonna head. We're just gonna grab something to go, maybe go via the diner, grab breakfast, and head to said mother. I can't remember her name. Angel.
Angel Spivey. Yep. Yes, and the deceased father's name is Richard.
Ah, yes. Mm-hmm. Peasants' names, I remember.
fucking hell.
On the way over to the diner in the car, it's not very far, but you hear in the radio on the way, maybe a morning zoo show, you know, they have that. It's Terry and Bob on 96.2 AM, coming to you live.
Turn this shit off.
It's honks and like, you know, animal noises. that sort of stuff. But the presenter says, "Oh, another wacky story coming out of Groversville. Just listen to this one, folks." And it goes into like a voice clip, and it's a chap screaming down the phone, and he says, "Now I've done seen Elvis floating 10 feet off the ground in the field with them cattle. I seen it."
Now, was that the professor? That sounded like him.
It didn't sound like the professor.
No.
No.
I done seen Elvis flying over some cattle.
I seen it.
10 feet off the ground, interfering with the cattle.
Elvis.
He said he saw it.
I love I've seen it so much.
I seen it.
I seen it.
I feel...
And these are... Sorry, go on.
I feel like we're in the film Nope.
I haven't seen Nope, so no spoilers.
Okay. Okay. But yeah, very...
Sorry, listener.
Very, like, hick-orientated entertainment and supernatural. For those who have seen it, I think you get the same gist. 10 feet off the ground.
We'll see.
Was there any more on the radio?
No, it's just... No. But this is like a common theme of what you've been hearing over the past couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Like these funny stories that keep popping up. Oh, you go to the diner. What are you having? Pie? Pie and coffee?
Pie? I have waffles.
Waffles? They do pancakes. They don't do waffles.
Oh, okay. I'll have pancakes then.
I'm having pie. Pie and coffee.
Pie and coffee?
I hope it's apple pie.
It's blueberry.
Rich is just gonna constantly be like, whatever you want, they don't have.
Sorry, yeah. I do notice that.
They don't have coffee, only tea.
I get off on being withholding. and there's no sign. There's no sign of Cindy. You think maybe she's a she's in
who's
school.
Our waitress today?
Or working her third job?
Or working her third job? It is the morning, yeah. So maybe she's at school.
Yeah.
And there's no one else in the diner either. You are alone in the diner. It's only you and Mandy, the elderly lady who's serving you. So you can have your delicious breakfast.
Now,
freshly made coffee. It's the morning.
What are the leads? Do we
Light up a cigarette?
Yeah, I guess we can probably smoke in there, can't we?
Yeah, you can.
We have before.
Yes, you were last night. Yeah.
Literally last night.
Now, what are the leads do we have other than Angel? I suppose we can investigate these strange appearances of Elvis 10 foot in the air. Maybe go speak to some farmers or speak to locals in the mountain area and get a gist of what's going on. What do you say?
Like a long drag. It's like speak from a drag. Like, this Hicks, man. We need to waste our time with them. Let's just go to the mum, see what she's got to say, and then if that doesn't pan out, then I guess we can follow the looser threads.
I agree. Nom 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 nom.
Nom 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 nom.
How was it?
This character obviously not suffering the country folk very well. Does
I mean,
not suffer a hick lightly.
He's had a hard life, bad experiences with hicks. We don't want to talk about it. It's fine.
Doesn't put up with any of their shit.
Yeah. He's envious of their lifestyle too much. He never ever did.
Envious of bliss. Ignorance.
Yeah. Just wants that sweet moonshine.
Cool. After breakfast, you can drive out to Angel Spivey's house. They live about a mile or so south of Groversville. It rests on a smallish piece of farmland. And you can drive up. It's not a big house at all. Like a little farmhouse, I guess. And you rock up to the porch and give a good old... You're gonna go rat-a-tat at the door.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear a voice from inside, a man's voice. Say, "You are not with that UFO man, are you?"
"No, sir, we are federal agents."
"Oh, sorry." And the door unlocks, and it peeks open, and a man looks out.
Does it look like there's a chain on the door?
No.
No, okay.
No.
Just swiftly kicking it.
Yeah, kicking the door. Guns drawn. "Everybody on the ground!
Where is she?"
Yeah, and a man kind of peeks his head out and he goes, "You all say federal agents?"
That's right, sir. We are with the FBI, and give a very quick flash of the badge.
Yeah, he like looks to you as well, Ed, Agent Glacier.
Yep, I'll do the same, with a cold look on my face.
We've come to ask a few questions about Billy, and your name is sir.
My name's Joel Krista. My wife is Angel's sister, so I'm the brother-in-law. Please come in. I'm sorry, we've just had a bit of trouble with these UFO folks coming around. One man especially, he kept bothering us. We just wanted to make sure you weren't with him. Come on in.
What was this man's name? Perhaps we can put a good word in to the local sheriff for protection.
His name was Scott Adams. I got his business card, I think, still around here. And he kind of looks around and sees it on a little table by the door and gives it to you. And it says, yeah, Scott Adams from Watch the Skies.
I was half expecting the Monarchy of Lizard People.
MonarchyLizardPeople.com. He's flown all the way out.
The executive branch of lizard people.
That actually started in the American Civil War and made its way across. Yeah. So that's fine.
History. History. Yeah, come on in. Angel. And it will guide you through to the living room, where he'll introduce you to Angel Spivvy, and Joe will say, "Oh, and this is my wife, Amy, as well. We're just staying with Angel for a little while until, you know, this whole thing kind of calms down a little bit and she can deal with the shock."
That's very kind of you, sir. First and foremost,
First and foremost?
Yeah, have some soup.
Have some fur.
First and foremost, we would like to extend our condolences, Angel. Oh, Miss Spivvy. We understand that it's been a very, very troubling time for yourself. We are very sorry.
Yeah, Angel's sitting on the sofa, and as you come in, she gets out a pack of cigarettes and lights one up. And she looks very weathered, probably more so over the last couple of days. She's not that old, probably mid-40s, around to 50-ish. Brown hair, you know, just a regular lady. She seems very distraught, and she pulls a big drag of a cigarette. She goes, "Well, thank you. I already done told all I had to know, but to the sheriff, and what you're coming around here for?"
Can I just confirm something? Obviously, Angel knows that her husband's dead because she was there when his chest got punched out.
Yeah.
But what's her understanding of, or what's our understanding of her understanding of Billy's position? Does she know that he is, like, arrested or, like, away, or does she think he's dead?
She would know that he's been arrested.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Because that was, you also had that on the local news, I think, coming in to Groversville originally, like, that Billy Ray Spivvy had been apprehended. Mm-hmm. That's all the news that's gotten out.
Miss Spivvy, we appreciate that you've spoken to the sheriff, but we're conducting a slightly larger investigation on the potential use of drugs in the area and connected to Billy and his erratic behaviour. Agent Glacier and myself.
Agent Glacier, that's a strange name.
I know.
Dutch.
It's Dutch.
Just decided I'm just going to be from all the classic American.
Change it every time.
Now, was Billy involved in did it have any new friendship circles or travel around much with anyone new?
Drugs? My Billy? It's just not true, sir. He didn't have no new friends, and he didn't have nobody new. He wouldn't have been involved with drugs.
Well, unfortunately, it's usually the smarter, quieter types that are easily corrupted, looking for or not knowing what they're doing. I understand that Billy, you know, was a normal kid. Is that right?
Well, he was a normal kid. I wouldn't say he's smarter than nobody or nothing. But he was normal. Hang out at the reservoir with the other kids, and you know. He could have been doing better in school, but I suppose they said that about everyone.
I was going to do... can I do a human on the reservoir? See if I can pick up anything from sure. that?
Sure.
Yeah, I also want a background human that. I think she's telling the truth.
But... You could just ask her more as well.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. 90 over.
90 over?
Yeah, 93 over.
Well, that's us done now. I'm back.
Yeah. A reservoir is a large body of man-made water.
I did not know that. Now, Adrian Glacier, have you got any questions while I think of something else to see?
Do not. Billy. And sorry for your loss, by the way. Billy, he...
Thank you.
Spend any time with that girl Cindy? The other character we know?
He didn't spend no time with... Oh, Cindy, he had a girlfriend. He had a girlfriend, Jane Allen.
And this girlfriend of his, was she new? Or has she been on the scene for a while?
No, she's been on the scene for a little while. She wasn't too new. They kind of grew up together, you know, and then it's one of those things where you end up going out together, I guess.
Any of Billy's friends, have there been any of those... These people come missing recently. We understand that there was a few days where Billy ran away. Anyone else done that recently?
Not that I heard of, no. But people say around town that they've, all this UFO stuff. I don't believe none of it, but there was definitely something wrong with Billy when he ran away. He was coming back from seeing his girlfriend, Jane Allen. And that's when he went missing.
These are strange going-ons. How long before Billy's disappearance would you say they started?
Oh, it was a couple of weeks, maybe a month, I guess.
And before that, anything exciting happened around here? Or was it just business as usual?
One in Groversville? I mean, you've been around the town, haven't you, Agent? It's not that exciting. Diner's pretty good. Good pie at the diner.
And would you say, Miss Bivy, that Jane Allen is an alien?
What you talking about aliens for? My husband's dead. But my little boy, I mean...
What more do you want? We said sorry.
You'll be going to prison for a long time. Come around here talking about no aliens?
That's why we're here, man. We're here to try and
Let's talk about aliens?
Stop Billy being prosecuted for something that he may have been coerced into doing.
Well, I'm positive that he was not involved with any drugs. I mean, the sheriffs and all that been around already, but feel free to look through his room. I don't know. Whatever you need to do.
I think we might just do that. Just to... dot our I's and cross our T's.
Fine, go ahead.
Give us time to think of some questions that we really
forgot. Please, lead the way.
I'll
and
take
we
my
will,
hat that
we'll
I'm not
be
wearing.
out of your hair as quick as possible.
Yes, she will guide you down the hallway to small bedroom. Typical kind of teenagery room, I guess. Set of dumbbells on the floor.
Wank socks under the bed.
Wax off under the bed. Maybe a little desk where he did his homework, a wardrobe, some clothes on the floor.
Blood stains everywhere from the murder.
This was. Well, actually, there will be a lot of. There is. There actually. I guess the sheets would have been cleaned off. But this is where Rich Spivey died. And there's probably a small stain still on the carpet. Then you notice that Angel doesn't come in the room with you. But yeah, this is where Billy Ray killed his father.
Oof.
Hmm.
Yeah, grim.
Billy Ray, why?
Why, Billy Ray? Okay. Why?
Can I roll an investigation?
Nope.
They do not exist.
Wrong game. Yeah, I'm going to look around, please. Actually, can I roll forensics?
God-given right to look around. Yeah, sure. Yep. What's your forensics?
79 over.
Okay. Forensics 30. Yeah, I won't give anything for
yes.
that. Yes.
No. What else could I look for?
Does he have a laptop or a PC in his room?
No.
No. I know it's a little bit early for that, isn't it?
It's a little bit early, and you get the feeling that these guys aren't particularly well off.
Yeah.
But nothing unusual standing out, no.
No, I mean, you can take your time to look around.
Yeah.
But nothing comes up.
I'm especially looking for signs of, like, trauma or scratch marks or any erratic behaviour.
Yeah, okay. No, because you think back to the briefing that Agent Dillinger gave you, and Billy Ray went missing for 2 days, and he came back complaining that he was in a bit of pain and he was hungry, and he went to bed, and it was like by the next day is when it happened, so he wasn't even home for very long. So there's no other strange marks or tears at the wall or anything like that.
We did not ask what Billy Ray had to say about his disappearance. We should probably do it on the way out.
As we leave the room, well, there's no drugs in there.
Luckily, didn't find any make-believe drugs.
That'll cover the story.
throwing piles of flour out.
Yeah.
Well.
Just why I carry around my little bag of crack. I can sprinkle some on some people when I need to.
I miss the sprinkling days.
It's a good job. It's not a minority.
I told you that. I told you my son wasn't involved in no drugs.
Well, you were right. Good day.
I guess it's case closed.
I'll be going home now.
I'll be going home now.
Yep. Off to get some delicious pie.
No, delicious pie.
Man, we're just doing our due diligence. I was wondering if Billy said anything though, when he came back after being gone all that time, did he mention anything about where he'd been?
Told the other detectives this. He drove away from our house about 9 PM. He said he was going to see Jane Allen. He didn't come back till 8:30, 2 days later. You know, it was all right to begin with. We thought he was just staying over at Jane's, and then he never came back. We started to get worried, but when he turned up, it was okay. But he said he felt ill, a little bit of pain, and he went straight to bed. He said he couldn't remember. He didn't even know that there was any time missing. He didn't even know. He said he was coming back from his girlfriend's house.
Well, perhaps.
We tried to convince him, you've been gone for 2 days, Billy, where you been? But he wouldn't have none of it.
Perhaps, yeah, we need to speak to this Ms. Allen. See what she has to say about all this drug business.
No, it's drug business. Well, maybe y'all should.
But I sell drugs more. In the community.
But I sell drugs in the community.
Yeah, I have nothing else for this poor woman. We're just wasting her time.
Certainly been through the ringer recently.
Yeah. Did you have a good life insurance policy, man?
Fucking hell.
We didn't even have no health insurance, let alone life insurance.
Well, I'm sure the hard times aren't coming. Good day.
Slam the door.
I have nothing to ask this poor woman. Apart from just be a dick. Okay, I think we need to go to Jane's house.
Well, we've got two names. We've got Jane. Yes, I agree with you. We should go straight to her and see what happened and if she has any more information about where he went. But we've also got Scott Adams, the UFO man, from Watch the Skies.
Yeah, we could check out the school, see if we can speak to his friends, just talk to the teachers, anything like that, but...
Jane...
I'm not sure. I think Jane first, yeah. Watch the Sky second. I mean, Watch the Sky is going to be loaded, right? He's coming at it from a certain angle. Although, loaded. You could argue it's the same angle
we are. Why would it be loaded?
Not loaded in that sense. He's going to have an agenda. He's coming at it from a...
he's just some rich guy. I was like, all right.
Just loaded. He's really fucking rich. He's a Anyone rich that can spend their time doing that.
Yeah, true.
Got some but also...
independently wealthy.
You are right, though, Ed. Like, yeah. We've got to question him with a plausible line of questioning relating to the fake investigation while also getting the answers or information that we think we might want.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we can change personas for him. He's not going to trust the narcs.
True. Oh, that's true. I hadn't even thought about that.
Fellow believers. Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Time to think of a fake first name.
So, is there a way that we can get hold of.
My name's Gary. Gary Glacier.
We just our actual names.
Oh. Yeah.
Is there a way we can get hold of Jane?
You tell me, brother. You're the fucking detective.
Look at my black book. I have James and Chris. Right here. Perhaps when we leave.
Let's just ask for the address.
Are you going to ask Angel?
Yes, please.
She'd know where. She'd know where they live. She'd give you the address. Somewhere in Groversville.
She points across the field.
Yeah. Next field over.
Next door. Let's offer our condolences and leave.
Cool. You work out the doll. And I'll say, after all that, it's, 12:30, 1:00.
Oh, we really bullied her, didn't we?
I mean, we're here to get results, not make friends.
I'm not here to make friends.
Yep.
All right.
Glacier is cold, motherfucker.
It's cold and slow.
Cold and slow. No Glacier.
Not hot and quick.
Nope.
Okay. Yeah, so past midday. What would you like to do? Are you going to...
I think we just keep on the track and go to Jane.
Alan is Billy Ray Spivvy's girlfriend, which is no secret to anyone. Her family lives a couple of miles from the Spivvy farm. There we go. You go to Jane Allen's house, and it's in town. And it's a little bit bigger, a little bit grander than the Spivvy house. You think that they're probably doing a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
And you can knock on the door. And for a while there's no answer. And so you knock again. And then eventually the door opens to a middle-aged woman. Graying hair. Small little round glasses. She goes, yes, hello.
Good afternoon, ma'am. My name is Agent Lugano, and this is my colleague, Agent Glacier, and we are with the FBI. We're here to speak to Jane Allen, if that's a possibility. It's a matter of...
Jane, I'm Nancy Allen.
Ah, her sister.
Guy's vomit in my mouth.
Is Jane at home at all?
Jane, no, she ain't. Jane! Nah, she ain't here.
Nah, Miss Allen, don't suppose you know where Jane is?
I haven't seen that girl in a while.
How long the while?
Couple of days, maybe. I'm not worried, she'll be home. She'll probably be off with that boy.
Which boy is that?
Oh, that little boyfriend of hers. You know.
Billy?
What's his name? Billy, yeah. Billy.
Can I roll human on this lady, please?
Yes.
Wow. 97 over.
Yeah, I'll do the same.
Yikes.
Critical fail.
Even...
Wow. something seems off with her, but... Maybe she's drunk?
Mm.
Yeah.
Now, Mrs. Allen, is there anyone else home that we can perhaps speak to?
No, it's just me. My husband works. He works as an alderman. You see, he's on the board for the town.
I'm glad that you said what that was, because I did not understand what.
Yeah, it's like a town council.
Okay.
Would you mind if we came in and just ask you a few more questions? It's pretty hot out here.
Why do you ask me questions right here, can't you?
Gonna like waft my hand like it's too hot. I'm like, oh, you can, ma'am. It's just a pull on my collar. Like, oh, it's just a bit hot. We're not from here, so we're not used to it.
Roll a persuade at plus 20%.
Oh, yeah, baby. Four under.
Four under. She goes, I guess you can come in if you like. She saunters off into the house, leaving the door open for you.
As we're walking through, I'm going to... No, that was a bad thing. I was going to say, perhaps I could sneak off. And have a look for like a phone or something, see if we can track it. But we're very much not in the era of tracking phones.
No.
And you don't have any of that
gear.
You know,
excuse yourself to the bathroom. You can have a good nosy around the rooms.
Pardon me, miss. I need a stinking shit.
I mean,
miss. It's coming out of me.
I've had four coffees today.
I'll tell you what, that pie is not doing me any.
Yeah.
World famous pies coming back.
Well, you want to use the bathroom?
Yes, together, please.
Together? I mean, you can use it one at a time. It's fine.
That's a much better idea.
Unless y'all in a hurry, I mean.
Don't teach us that at FBI school. you go first, Asian Glacier.
Okay, yeah, what are we doing? What are we doing?
Right, basically, I want to try and just investigate her room, as in the daughter's room. Let's see.
And I'll ask them questions to distract them.
Any clues. Yeah.
Okay. She directs you to the bathroom, which is upstairs. Roll a luck roll.
Oh, 59 over.
59 over. Takes you looking into a couple of different doors to find Jane's room. But you can get in there. Much like Billy's room, nice. Typical kind of teenage girl's room, I guess. Photos, Polaroids on the walls, big mirror. Big wardrobe, big double bed. Looks definitely a bit more plush than Billy's house. You want to roll a search for me?
Please.
What are you saying downstairs then, Agent Lugano?
Now, Miss Allen, have you heard or seen the news at all recently? Billy has currently been arrested on suspicion of drugs charges, and we're concerned that your daughter might be involved.
Oh, really? Nah, I wouldn't have said that. Was Billy's kind of thing, or Jane's? Are you sure? Drugs? Are you sure?
Well, it's usually the quieter ones who are led astray, looking for a place to fit in society. I know that because I am an FBI agent.
Because I like drugs.
I love drugs. Well, I guess if you say so, maybe I did hear something on the radio a couple of days ago. She kind of looks around absentmindedly.
Where would Nancy normally hang out? We know the reservoir is a place for the young.
My name's Nancy.
Sorry.
My name's James.
Well,
Jane.
I know where you hang out. You hang out at the bar. Where would Jane normally hang out? Other than the reservoir.
School?
You don't know your daughter very well, do you?
Maybe with that Billy?
Is there like a medicine check? Or like...
Yeah, there is.
I don't have medicine. Is there anything else that would work?
Yeah, I'm also 0%. 0%.
0%.
maybe psychotherapy if you want to roll psychotherapy.
I've got 10.
You both failed your human roll. Yeah.
I've got 10.
Why it would be more, do we build characters medicine like this?
Critical fail.
Well, you can't be good at everything, you know. Upstairs, Ed, what did you get for your search roll there?
What? Not even close. 89 over.
89 over.
Yeah.
You give it a quiet rifle as much as you can. But nothing untoward comes up.
Can I roll stealth, please?
For what?
I want to creep around the rest of these rooms.
Okay.
Sneak around them all.
Sure, you can roll a stealth, yep.
Yep. Can I, as he's an alderman?
Alderman.
I knew what it was. I knew that. Can I please see if there's an office or anything like that, where there might be any kind of papers about town going on,
Yes. What'd you get on your search? Stealth.
I got a 14 under.
14 under. Okay. So you can sneak across the landing to search another room. Roll a search again for me. And downstairs, I mean, Jane will show up. She always does.
So she leaves regularly? This isn't the first time that she's been away?
She doesn't disappear for long times, but she always seems to be out and about.
Mrs. Allen, are you okay? You don't seem to be completely with her. How much have you had to drink?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you. I'm just fine. She gives you a big smile. I don't worry about a thing. And what's taking your partner so long? Is he like a monster shit? Upstairs, what'd you get for your search, Ed?
86.
86,
over.
Nice. Your searching doesn't yield anything, and you're getting a bit nervous that you've been upstairs for so long. It all looks mostly normal, but it does look like maybe strangely untouched. Like,
okay.
The house doesn't look particularly lived in, or maybe it hasn't had had people in for the last couple of days. At least not, you know, a house that's supposed to have a married couple and, you know, at least one daughter.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
Nice. Okay. I will make my way downstairs.
Okay.
One more question, Mrs. Allen. When was the last time that you saw your husband?
My husband? I think last night. He works a lot, so...
Would she give... And what is his name?
His name?
Mm.
Oh, the name of my husband? David.
David Allen.
Oh, actually, I think he does have a name, but I'm on the wrong bit. Let's say David for now.
Okay, and I'll change my notes later.
Yeah.
Okay, David Allen, alderman. Out of character, the gist I'm sort of getting from her is obviously the fact that it doesn't feel lived in. That's hugely suspicious. And my first thought is actually, if she's not drunk, which she obviously can be, it could be a case that perhaps she's like infected or corrupted in some sort of way by these people who've done this thing to Billy, and she's covering for Jane
or her husband,
or her husband.
Can I do one last just glance around? Can I just, all I want to look for is essentially any signs of alcoholism, so things like keeping gin bottles on the shelves in the bookcase and things like that. Anything.
One
like
of those globe things.
Yeah, yeah. Fold out bar. Nothing overt, no. Is there anything else? A very busy day.
Have you now?
Yeah. I've actually got a lot on. Looking around.
Episodes of Oprah to watch.
Thank you for your hospitality, ma'am. I think my partner's asked all the questions we need, and I have destroyed your upstairs toilet. So we should be on our way.
Do not go up there.
You should have actually just destroyed it. Literally just like smashed it to pieces.
I'd give it 20 minutes or so. Anyway.
Let's be on our way.
Tearing off.
Oh. So, I think we should find out where potentially David works and go give him a visit.
Yeah, I imagine like the town hall is quite central. And
yeah,
if we have no hard location of Jane, we should know where David is.
Yeah. I mean, Jane could be at school, could be elsewhere. David should be there. Then we've got our good friends from not the monarchy, there's of people who we can go
watch with. Disguise. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think David.
Yeah. Oh, Davey. Let's do it.
Okay, you've got out of seeing Nancy Allen. You skipped lunch. So it's getting on now. It's late afternoon. So you want to go to the town hall? See if you can see Dave. Dave Allen? Yeah.
Just grab a donut or something.
Okay.
But you know.
Yeah.
You screech over, and 100 miles an hour. You go up into the town hall, and you meet with the receptionist there.
It's Cindy.
It's Cindy. Yeah. Oh my! How are you? It's me, Cindy. I'm gonna have to try and remember her voice again.
Is that Cindy? Is that you?
It is. What can I do for you?
I'm starting to think that Cindy is an omnipotent being.
Cindy's God.
Yeah. We're here to see David Allen.
Oh, the older man?
Yes, he is older than you.
I think, it's tax time for the county, so the aldermen are all really super busy. So I can try, but I think you might have to come back tomorrow because, you know, it's nearly closing time as well, yeah? Yeah,
yeah. Could you make an appointment for us, say 11 a.m.?
11 tomorrow?
Book that in the schedule for David.
I'll see what I can do. She, like, writes it down in the diary. Yeah, I'll come back at 11 tomorrow.
Okay, and I write it on the back of my hand in pen.
I'm going to write it in my notepad.
In a notepad. I'll see you at the diner later.
Yes, you will.
You come back for dinner, right?
Is your name Charlie?
When do you have time to go to school, girl?
School finished at 3. It's like 4 or 5 now.
It's working 2-hour shifts in there.
Like, she's just describing time to us.
I like her weird 2-hour shift.
Y'all see this? She like points a big clock on the back of the wall. How am I here for this long?
And when you were at school earlier, did you see Jane Allen?
Jane? She's a few years above me, but no, I didn't see her. But, you know, big school, I guess.
The small town has a big school.
Maybe people come from all over. They get bussed in. It's the biggest school in the area, I guess.
You win this round, Cindy.
Flick the hair back.
Yeah. Sometimes that's just the way things are.
Perhaps we go back to Nancy and I can't remember the time of year it was, sorry.
August.
Yep. Perhaps we just surveil the house and see if she comes back or knock on the door and say...
I mean, there's no reason we can't wait for Dave to come home and then ask him questions there.
Yeah. Walk into his car.
Yeah. Yeah. Then waste his time tomorrow when we don't tell him. okay. I mean, it's that or speak to our UFO fella. So... Let's drive by on the way and then do a bit of surveilling while we have some, like, sandwiches in the car. chili cheese steak sandwiches. And then, yeah.
Sorry, I was just thinking, like, we don't necessarily have to see Scott Adams. We can just call him. We've got his number.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, we can call him from the car. Do we have mobile phones? Because I'm a pager kind of guy.
And we've got a burner phone.
Yeah.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, okay, so if we're calling him, what's our objective with regards to that?
I think we should pretend to be believers. I think we should pretend to be other enthusiasts who have come to investigate, and we want to talk about what's going on. Then just drop some names about people that we have essentially questions about.
Okay, yeah, we can do voices as well, disguise. And if we do it on the phone, we'll be able to hide the fact that our characters look like our characters. If we do happen to see him in the future.
Like it. Do it.
Okay.
Do it.
Lugano passes you the phone.
Oh, you bitch. Okay. I'll dial the number.
Okay.
Put it on loudspeaker.
It rings twice, and then there's a bit of a sound, and then please leave a message.
Oh, he hung up on us.
No. Well, I mean, you don't know, but remember, this is back in the day, so it sounds like, and Jordan will know with his computer science?
Yes, computer science.
Computer science, what you got, like 60 or something, right?
50, yeah.
50?
Mm-hmm.
With 50, I'll give you it. It sounds like it's connected to an answering system that is kind of automatically screening calls and taking messages.
I'll leave a message. I'll be like, "Hello, sir. My name is Gary Glacier. I'm someone with
certainly
similar
close to
interests.
Gary Glitter, isn't it?
That is that kind of interest. I was wondering if you could give me a call back on, and then read out my number.
Mm-hmm.
I have some theories I'd like to discuss with a fellow like-minded individual. Thank you.
Okay,
I'll hang up.
Lovely. This is the problem when you're talking about the plan that you need to do with the phone, and oh, we'll do this and this and this, and I'm just sitting there like, it's not going to be an answer.
Oh, will you? Oh, will you?
That's the handler's curse sometimes, isn't it? Okay, no answer from Scott Adams. What would you like to do? What was your next plan?
So, what sort of time is it? Six-ish.
Yeah, it's getting on past six. Yeah.
Oh, we should probably get some food.
Yeah, you are starting to get hungry.
I mean, back to the usual.
Merle's
back to the diner. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit busier. As you walk in, Cindy says hello. Oh my god, hello! It's me, Cindy!
Oh, hey girl!
How are you?
We're hungry.
Oh, and sit down.
It's been, 30 minutes since we've seen her last? And neither of us concerned about the rate that she travelled.
Not long after you sat down, someone comes over to you. He's a skinny guy, missing loads of his teeth, and he goes,
"Yeah, with that UFO man, that's Scott Adams."
No, sir, we are not.
Now he's the only one who took any of this UFO thing serious. Everyone else says big joke. Y'all say it's dope.
Oh, yeah.
No, we don't think it's a joke. We think it might be part of something bigger. Do you know where we might be able to meet this Scott Adams?
Oh, Scott Adams? No, I don't know. But he's not from around here, so.
Scott Adams is not from around here. But which county is it?
He came in a few.
Which county is it from?
He came in a few weeks ago. I don't know what county he's from. But I'll tell you this, my cow got its udder taken off. Taken off. No scar.
I seen it.
Udder completely gone. Useless cow.
Are you sure it's not a bull, sir?
I'm sure. I'm a farmer. Not an idiot. Y'all just make sure that you don't make Groversville look any more stupid than it already looked.
I'm sure we can't.
So, this Elvis you saw above your cow, how How did it look?
I said nothing about no Elvis. What you talking about?
It's a different incident, I think.
No, this is
different guy.
We're
It doesn't sound like the man on the radio, no.
Oh man, I think I'm hick racist. You all sound the same to me.
It's probably because my accent is just the same. It's probably not a Tennessee accent either, but there we go. That's the accent everyone's getting.
Where
yeah, love it.
Where did the your cow get her udder removed?
It happened one night, I don't know. I woke up one morning and the cow had no udder. Must happen overnight.
And where's your farm, sir? Just geographically.
It's just down the road, sir.
I'm gonna write down just down the road in my notes.
Just down the road, sir.
Does he like? Is it towards the hills?
No, not necessarily. No.
Okay.
Just around nearby. Yeah. All right, I'm leaving now. I have deposited my information. Now I'm off.
We appreciate your help, sir. Thank you.
I work at the hospital. I go to work there now. I'm a doctor.
I thought you were a father.
I do both. I'm Cindy's dad.
Cindy brings over your food.
Someone walks in front of him and he's gone. Like, oh, okay.
This fucking thing's going to take six sessions. Cindy comes and gives you your food.
I didn't order this.
And you can eat your food. Nom, 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 nom.
Yeah. So we've got a couple of sort of trails of thought, really, haven't we? We can either try and find Jane, potentially at the reservoir where the kids hang out. We can just again in the evening watch the skies. I was even thinking perhaps we can just get an assault rifle, go into the hills and shoot up into the skies and shoot. See what happens.
Just start spraying
just the woods.
Pretty much.
It's the States, isn't it? I mean, is that unusual?
Yeah. I mean, I'm up for going up there again just to see.
Yeah, maybe not so late.
Yeah, and maybe less spraying bullets around. Or we go really early. We wake up at like X o'clock and go for the dawn patrol.
Yeah, so what, we get an early night and go, like, yeah, get up at 3, that sort of thing.
Yeah, drive up there, see what we can find.
It's, although in August, the sun will be rising at like 5.
Yeah, but it sets pretty late as well.
Yeah.
Eh, hang on 1 second. Evening, let's go this evening.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah, it's getting. I mean, it's getting late enough now. It's getting to 8 o'clock ish now. So, do you want to go straight up to the hills now, or?
Yeah. Nothing else on, have we?
Yeah. I'm gonna, as we drive, I'm just gonna ask some probing questions at Lugano about just his history. Ooh. I want to know a bit about the man I'm traveling with.
Well, you know protocol, Glacier. I can't tell you anything. We need to focus on the case. We're not here to make friends, I'm here to protect lives.
Oh, I can respect that, sir. And this silence for 2 hours.
Okay, you go up to the hills. I'll have a luck roll off both of you, please.
For fuck's sake. 54 over.
17 under, baby.
Well done, mate.
You watch for several hours. Starts to get a bit tired. It gets to 12, 1 o'clock. And then Agent Glacier, you see it. Off in the distance, to the north, hidden behind some of the hills. Many coloured lights pulsing in irregular patterns in a bit of a cluster. And they flit about the sky. And it's super quick. Happens all in like 10 seconds. They just flitter about, then disappear behind the hill. Can you roll sanity for me, please?
Oh. Oh, okay. 36 under.
36 under? Okay.
Yeah. Would I be able to figure out the location based upon what I've seen and the geographic?
No, it's to the north. It's round the hills, but it's, yeah.
Okay, and I'm gonna, you know what, just because I haven't rolled it yet, Can I roll my military science to see if I know if anything military would make that sort of light pattern?
Yes.
Oh, critical failure.
You blow up.
Yeah. Pass out. It looks like lights in the sky. You know, I mean, you know that every flying airplane, helicopter, whatever, always has some form of blinking light on it.
Mm.
Right? And these had several.
Nice.
It was very odd looking.
Okay.
It's getting quite late.
What did I miss?
I could not tell you if I tried. Something unusual.
Something unidentified and flying? Object?
And an object?
It is
good.
Getting...
say that?
Yeah. So what sort of time would you say it is?
It's like getting towards 2 o'clock now.
Yeah, we still need to meet this David Allen. 11 a.m. I think we need to be a little bit sharp for this one. Should we head back?
Let's. I need to do 100 push-ups before bed to keep his physique, so...
100.
I'm gonna have a Twinkie. Yeah.
Let's go home. Partner.
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 Sweet.
I will turn this into a love story.
Yeah, yeah. A hell of a high water. You go back and you get a lovely night's sleep. And you're woken in the morning by a knock at the door. Rumpy tump tump. That's my knocking.
Hello? Who is it?
Hey, open up. It's from Derringer's office.
Okay. He opens the door but keeps the chain on.
Do we share a room, by the way?
Oh, didn't you get two rooms?
Oh, yeah, I think we did.
You get two rooms?
Yeah.
Anyway, he knocks on one of your doors.
Yeah. We could just say that we're bunking up tonight because of the love story.
Because we're lonely. It's cold, baby. You open up the door and there's a guy standing there and he's holding two, like, not huge, but they're the big plastic jugs that you might carry around like a chemical in.
Oh, okay, yeah. Like a gallon.
Hey, it's... Yeah, yeah. You know, opaque kind of
white
colour, right. He says, hey, Derringer sent me something. Quickly, let me in.
Derringer sent you something? What have you, you got?
Derringer sent me with something.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't
know. You know what I mean?
He sent me something I thought was cool. I wanted to show you guys.
It's a race car. And Lugano turns round to look at Glacier, who's still doing press-ups. And
yeah. Are you counting? No, you still counting, Lugano?
And raises an eyebrow as if to say, shall we?
I'll put my shirt back on and nod.
Yeah, over the door. Come on in, man.
So he comes in and puts his stuff down on the ground. Boof. And it's like 24 litres of liquid. He goes, hey, so the lab's been working on this. We don't understand what they found in Spivvy's body, but this, and he taps the top of the thing, this compound reliably shows if there's any of the matter around. So you spray it, it should turn purple on anything that... this weird proto matter has been in contact with. You understand? So if you spread it on Spivvy, it turned purple.
Mm-hmm.
You get me?
It's a detector for this proto matter, you call it.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, there's a couple of plastic spray bottles here as well, like smaller ones. He goes, nice. Right, I gotta get back.
It's if we use all this, is there any more? Is this all we've got?
If you use 24 litres?
I plan to bath in it later.
Sure, if you need more, get in touch, we'll run some down. But there's 24 litres in.
You better start making some now.
Turn around, Glacius, and start drinking it. All right, I gotta go.
Okay. Bye. Love you.
The guy leaves.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
So, Derringer wants us to start spraying people?
I mean, maybe it works on belongings as well. We could take it to Spiffy's house and see if we spray it around and anything shows up, and that way we'll know that we can get a trail of where people have been.
If I'm honest, I think that the house we need to be focusing on is Jane Allen. I think Spiffy's a lost cause, but I think we need to focus on the Allen household. Something didn't add up.
I'm not against us going back and spraying that woman.
Let's blind her.
Oh God!
I do like that idea though. I'd like the idea of basically, you know, going full Witcher 3 and trying to find a trail.
I want to pick up a scent.
Yeah.
Okay, I think that's a good shout though. We should. She's spray victim number one. Then worst case, we go back and just. See if anyone else in the Spiffy families have been... I mean, where else could we go at the moment? We're kind of running out of leads.
Well, what if there's a way to rig one of the spray bottles to spray every time a door opens, like, say, I don't know, the diner? Like, an automatic thing. Just find out who's been contaminated.
I mean... We would only know that someone had been unless we sat there and watched every single person that came in.
Yeah, why not?
Why don't we just go pretend to be cologne salesmen and spray people?
Yeah.
Yes. Door-to-door cologne salesman.
Knock, knock, knock. Excuse me. They're clean.
I'll just...
Okay.
I'll just quantify what I said there. It turns a bright purple on contact... This compound should help the agents identify people who have been altered at the primary matter, as well as locating where in town the material is kept. Yeah?
It's
yeah.
almost like we need a helping hand with this investigation. Okay.
So, what are you doing before you leave?
Well, filling up the spray bottles, first of all.
Yeah. Fill up the spray. In my mind, Super Soaker 2000 full, but...
Is there, it's like...
A little spray bottle.
Is there any... So, it turns a bright purple. Can we ask the agent and ask, like, can they wash it off? Like, how easy is it for them to remove the purple?
Oh, it's super easy afterwards. There's just a liquid, so I guess it's not like a UV light, because you need the UV light. It will just wipe off. It's not like dye or anything.
I was more thinking, like, could we put it in like a hand sanitizer bottle?
Yeah, if you wanted to, yeah.
You know, a little bit less obvious than spraying someone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sort of thing. Yeah, so I'm going to empty a small sanitizer, hand sanitizer bottle. Maybe keep it inside a jacket pocket and just like, oh, you know, so you can offer it.
Okay.
And instinctively he's going to try it on himself to make sure he's not been...
I like that, yeah. Little self-spritz.
Yeah.
Yeah. You spray a little bit on your hands... and it turns bright purple.
Oh, we've touched something or someone that's been exposed. Where have we been? Who have we touched?
I'm going to put some on my leg.
Yeah.
Just like my hand might have touched something, but my leg wouldn't have.
Yeah. You could put some on your leg. It's not so purple, but it's still purple. And then as you're spraying it, you notice there's little flecks floating in the air. That are purple.
It's airborne. Whatever it is airborne.
Glacier, you better test yourself. And while Glacier's doing that, he's going to just spray like the bed, just a couple of pumps on the bed, on the walls, just anything.
Yeah. You spray yourself, Glacier, and you're all purple. A stained purple around your mouth, purple hands, and then you spray all over the motel room. The beds are purple and the taps are purple, and then it slowly kind of dawns on you that
it's in the water.
It's in the water.
It's in the water.
and it'll probably be in the food as well.
Oh, we need to get down to the... Is there...
And we'll pick it up there next time.
Oh, come on, man.
I have written down the word reservoir.
Oh, you both roll sanity for me, please.
Hell, you're wanking.
Oh, rolling fucking rocks. 17 under.
17 under?
90 over.
To Ed, you lose one. Jordan, you lose four.
Oof.
Oof.
Oof, indeed.
Was... Yes, let's get in.
I haven't succeeded on any fucking roll today.
No, I'm having a shocker as well.
Thank you for listening. Please help spread the word by leaving us a review or following us on our socials. All information is in the show notes. Delta Green is an Arc Dream publication. Music and sound effects very kindly provided by Pixabay and Cryo Chamber. Check out Cryo Chamber on YouTube. We'll see you next time.